Each and every one this evening, and we do give everyone a very warm welcome in their service in the name of the Lord, and trust the Lord will bless you all this evening. I want to thank everyone this morning for the offering, and we know as much ye have did it unto the least of these, my little ones, ye did it unto me. That's what the Word of God says. So the Lord bless each one. It's good to see our brother Jackie and sister Jane this evening. God bless you. And also there's a family in Belfast. I want to specially pray for the night. And our William was out on some sort of a scooter the day playing, and he never goes out on a Sunday, but he took a notion the day he wanted to go into the town with his mates. Went in. I was up in the office, got a message. I'm going to have to take William to the hospital. He's broke his wrist. So what I was going to preach this morning, I'm not preaching it tonight, but what I want to preach about, I'm really thinking about what I'm going to preach about, and this is happening. And I found over the years of ministry, and my father told me this years ago, when you set to preach something, the devil will test you on what you're going to preach. See if you believe it or not. So what I want to preach on tonight is Jesus Christ, the great I am, or the great I was. Is he the great I was or the great I am? I believe he's the great I am. I want to try and continue a bit from this morning. We saw this morning about the name. And we have his name on us. We've invoked the name of Jesus Christ on us. And there's something on us. And we can invoke that name on others. And as I was sitting up in the office, and Sharon went to the hospital with William, and I sent William a message on his phone, and it says, "Everything will be all right, son, it'll not be broke." And he sent a message just before we started here through, "It's not broke." It's badly bruised or strained, but it's not broke. Amen. God's real. You know, sometimes God can lead you to say things and you believe it. And we just thank the Lord tonight. So the Lord bless each one this evening. Next Sunday morning, our brother Gary will be preaching. Gary was to preach this morning, but he had a bit of a cold. And he'll be preaching the next Sunday morning. And then the Sunday after that, that'll be the 19th, we have a dedication service. Sister Lydia and Brother Colin brought wee George this morning, and they want to have him dedicated to the Lord the next time, on the 19th of the service after Gary preaches. And maybe we'll have a communion that service as well. So Brother Gary will be preaching next week, then I'll do the one after it. We'll have a communion service as well, and to the Lord. Praise God. Let's turn to the Word of God tonight till Exodus chapter 3. Verse 13 to 15, and I've even a different Bible tonight, because my other Bible's in the other car, but I have plenty of Bibles. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you know why, if you have one specific Bible, it's marked here and there, and different wee things here and there in it. You know, but praise God. Let's read chapter 3. Verse 13, let's read down from verse 12 of chapter 3 of Exodus. And he said, "Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be a token to you that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain." And Moses said to God, "Behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say to them, 'The God of your fathers have sent me to you,' and they shall say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you. And God said moreover to Moses, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial till all generations. And we know that God will bless his word. I wouldn't have time this evening, but we know that God was known by many different names. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha. But God gave a progressive revelation of himself to the people. Now, I mightn't have time to go much into that this evening. I want to concentrate on this. I am. Let us bow our heads tonight. And if you need prayer, I want you just to lift your hand up before the Lord in this room. And those that's listening in tonight, and we do greet those that's listening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we bow before you this evening in the name that is far above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. We speak your name over this house tonight, and we bless your name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, bless this assembly, bless this building, bless those that's tuned in tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. We seek to uplift your name, to glorify your name, the name that's far above every other name. Lord, I ask for the hands that's raised, you'll meet every need. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, drive back every work of the devil. In the name of Jesus, I plead the merits of the blood of the Lamb in every situation. I pray for my brothers and sisters that's not feeling well tonight. You know them, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, touch them and deliver them by your power. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Lord, I know you'll bless your word, for your word is blessed, and you'll watch over it and perform it and bring it to pass. I do take the Holy Ghost to help me, and I thank you that you do in the name of Jesus. Lord, break every curse and every spell over every life and every home in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, you've already touched William, and I pray you'll move on him. Bring him back to yourself. Make him a man of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Is Jesus Christ the I Am? Thy was and I am. Well, he said to Moses, I am. I am. What a wonderful name. What a wonderful promise. What God gave to Moses. Moses did not need to go by an apologetic to anybody. The great I Am have sent me. That's what he said. His name is not I Was, I Am. Because, you know, there's people today and they're working with the I Was. And they talk about what God used to be and what God used to do. And God used to heal and God used to do that and God used to do something else. You know, Brother Andrew Beecham, the last time I think it was he was over, he was telling me he'd found John Wesley's journal. And I don't know if anybody here has ever saw John Wesley's journal, but it's thick. And I took him up into the office and I says, there it is, John Wesley's journal. I have it as well. And you know, for I found it in a car boot sale in England for a few pounds. But when you read John Wesley's journal, and this journal is an everyday report of where he preached and where he went, and in one place he preached to 10,000, 20,000, it's phenomenal. But what you read about in John Wesley's journal is the miraculous power of God on a Methodist. Did you hear that? John Wesley believed in the great I Am, not the I Was. John Wesley preached the I Am gospel and God. He was identified with a name. He knew that name had not just power to save, but power. Praise God. He knew the I Am. You know, some people think that God maybe expanded His power long ago when He created the heavens and the earth. He ran out of steam. But I want you to know in this service tonight, the God we serve has not run out of steam when He created the heavens and the earth or done anything. But God's never diminished. He never tires. He never grows weary. The Bible says He never slumbers nor sleeps. He's Almighty God. He's not just God. He's Almighty God. And He said to Moses, I am have sent you. And I'm going to be with you. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God for the great I Am. Many would have us believe that His miraculous powers, miraculous manifestations are no longer needed. But I beg to differ tonight. I believe we need the power of God more than ever. I believe we need the manifestation of that power more than ever. I believe we're living in evil, wicked times where there's going to be things that there's no cures for and we see them. But Jesus Christ always had the cure. They brought all that came to Jesus were healed. Hallelujah. And I thank God He's Hebrews 13 and 8. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not do many miracles today. That's what someone have us to believe. The great I Was. I don't think they would have followed such a call. The people that Moses was sent to would never followed a call like that. If Moses had said that, if Moses had offered that, they never would have followed such as that. But Moses says, I am. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, I Am have sent me. The message that Moses had, it rang clear, I Am have sent me. He walked with assurance, a solid rock was under his feet, and they drank water from that rock. And that rock, Corinthians tells us, was Christ. The I Am. God was living. Miracle-working God. Moses knew his business was to preach and deliver the message to God's people. The great I Am had contracted to back up the message with signs and wonders. You know, it's God, when God really calls a man, it is God that will back His word. If a man will preach the true word of God, God says He'll back it. You and me don't need to get up on some sort of a high horse to do it. It's God that does it. When you see all them great men of God, they said, if I preach the truth, Lord, You confirm it. And God would come and confirm it. And I believe God's not changed tonight. I believe He's still the same. I Am. I've sent Him. No more apologizing. No more hanging the head and resorting to earthly means. No more trembling in fear of failure. No more dread, none of the crowds. Moses knew God had sent him. He had been visited by God. He met God. You know what it says in the margin of this Bible here, and I don't usually use this Bible, I read it, but I don't use it to preach from much. But in Exodus 3 verse 5 it says, Moses was made to remove his sandals because the place on which he stood was holy ground. Here's what it says. In the gospel, God makes the believer holy. Now his feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Ephesians 6 verse 15, so that he can take the message of salvation to those that stand on unholy ground. God makes us holy when we meet Him, so that we can take a holy message to an unholy people. And God came before Moses. Moses came before God. We heard the other week about the bush burning. And the bush burned, but it was not consumed. It was a supernatural event. Because when you think about God and you start to talk about God, He is a supernatural being with supernatural ability and supernatural authority. And Moses was on the backside of the desert herding his sheep, and he saw a supernatural event happening before him. And Moses looked at this supernatural appearing, this supernatural happening. It drew his attention, and he came aside. He said, I'll go aside and see this great sight. I mean, he drew aside that bush burned, but it was not consumed. And the voice spoke to them from the midst of the burning bush. Hallelujah. There's a lot of church buildings with a burning bush on them, but they haven't got any fire tonight. That's the truth now. But I want to tell you, Moses had a real burning bush. There was fire. And the voice spoke out of it. And Moses answered to the voice. The voice spoke out of it, and Moses answered to the voice. And the voice said, Moses, take off your shoes, for you're standing on holy ground. And he took off his sandals before the Lord, and the Lord commissioned him. And not only did God commission Moses, and Moses said he couldn't talk, and God said, Aaron will be your prophet, and you shall be God to the people. That's the Bible. And God did more than that. He said, you see the staff that's in your hand, throw it down. And he threw it down and turned a serpent, and he took it and he picked it up again, and it became a staff. He said, see your hand, put it in your bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom, and it came out leprous, and he put it in again, and it came out clean and pure. That's the supernatural power of God. God was showing Moses that I'm a supernatural God. God was showing Moses, I can do things that you never even dreamed possible. That's what God was showing Moses on the mountainside. I love the words of Joseph Smith, an old Elam pastor. And he was an old man when I was just a boy like these boys here at the front. But he said this, and I never forget the words he said. He said, Moses was 40 years learning to be an Egyptian. And then he says Moses was the next 40 years learning to be a shepherd on the backside of the desert. But he says Moses was the next 40 years learning that God was everybody. Hallelujah. The next 40 years learning that God was everybody. We serve a supernatural God tonight. Praise God. I am have sent you. Now I want to go back for a moment to some of the things this morning and pick up from some Old Testament things about this name. And we saw this morning, I had tried to emphasize about the name. God's people were called by God's name. And even when God sent Moses, he said, I am. He said, who will I say sent me? I am. To be called by his name means to be identified with him. If you're going to be called by his name, you need to be identified with him. My friend, I'm not asking you this evening, are you identified with a Baptist or the Presbyterian or a name of a Pentecostal in a building? I'm asking you this evening, are you identified with Jesus Christ? The people were identified with a God that Moses was sent to represent. And we must be identified with the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. The name means nothing on a building, but his name means everything. And it is his name that we need to be identified with. I was identified with him when I called upon his name and he saved me. I was identified with him when I went through the waters of baptism and took the name of Jesus Christ. I was identified with him. I said this morning, whatever you put your hand forth to do, do all in the name of the Lord. We're identified with him. Even when you get married, I was married in the name of Jesus Christ. I was identified with him. My wife was identified with him. I tell you, we need to be identified with Jesus Christ. No matter if you're identified with a certain lodge or a certain group or a certain movement, if you're not identified with Jesus Christ, you're lost. You must be identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. To know his divine character, to experience his miraculous power, to live under his sovereign authority, to dwell in the sacred presence. God's name represents God himself. It is God in self-revelation. What we need. That means God continually revealing himself to us. The Bible says he changes us from glory to glory, like unto his own glorious self. Thus God's people must exalt his name. If we're going to be identified with him, we must exalt his name. Follow me for a moment while I go through some of these scriptures. And I have lots of scriptures tonight again, and I'm not apologizing for the Bible. Never apologize for quoting the Bible. If you're talking too much and it's not the Bible, maybe you need to apologize. But you never need to apologize for the Bible. I could come here and just read the Bible all night, and God would still bless it because it's his word. God's word will never return void. You know, there's an old brother, and he did a little tape years ago, and I tried to do it as well. And Sandy Thompson, that was his name. He gave a tremendous prophecy over me and young Keith Malkinson. We were just young lads. But I used to have a tape of his, and I played it till it broke. And it was called The Talking Bible. And it was a scripture after scripture from the Word of God. And you know, when you're sick and you need God's touch for healing, you need to hear the Word of God. And the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You don't need to hear the news at 6 o'clock that's talking about COVID and talking all the nonsense. You need to hear the Word of God. You need to hear the Word of God in the morning and the evening. You need to continually hear the Word of God. The Word of God will build you up. The Word of God will lift you up. It'll cleanse you, it'll bless you, it'll heal you. There's power in the Word of God. And you'll hear his name exalted and praised, the Word of God. Psalms 34, verse 3, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I hope you've come tonight to magnify the name of the Lord. It's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ I want to uplift. It's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ I want to magnify tonight. I tell you, God sent Moses, and he says, I'm going to be with you. You're going to see it tonight that he's with you as well. They praise and bless his name. Psalms 113, verse 1 to 3. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Let the Lord's name be praised. We even sing that as a song. How many's ever sung that in church? We used to sing it years ago. How many's ever heard that song? From Psalms 113. Verse 1 to 3, praise the name of the Lord. They seek his name, they call upon his name. Psalms 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. God wants you to make his deeds known. God wants you to tell other people Jesus is still a healer. God wants you to tell other people Jesus is still a savior. God wants you to tell other people he's still a baptizer in the Holy Ghost and fire. God wants you to make his deeds known. He doesn't want you to be a cold, formal, quiet Christian. He wants you to get the fire of the burning bush on you. Hallelujah, the Pentecostal fire. Moses met with a burning bush, and the pillar of fire came over and spread over them at the day of Pentecost. Licks of fire come on each one of them. And it said this morning, they were a tongue-talking Holy Ghost church. And the last church must be a tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled church. Sometimes people say, mock about talking in tongues. But there's real tongues. There's tongues of men. There's tongues of angels. There's real tongues. Hallelujah. Thank God for tongues tonight. Thank God for real tongues. They sanctify his name, treating it as holy, reverent, sacred, by way they use it. And you know the world uses his name in blasphemy. They curse the name of the Lord, but we're to praise it, we're to magnify it, we're to reverence it. And also by the way we live, our lives prove how we reverence that name. Isaiah 29 verse 23, but when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands in the midst of them, they shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob and shall fear the God of Israel. By word and deed they declare his name to each other and to the world. Psalms 22 verse 22. I will declare thy name unto the brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. God wants us to praise him. God wants us to magnify him. We need to stop talking about other people and start talking about the Lord. We need to bless the name of the Lord. And if we bless the name of the Lord, sister in the same name of the Lord. Bless his name. Those who fear, respect, revere God's name and love God's name have a great inheritance. Psalm 61 verse 5. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. There's a heritage to God's people. There's a blessing to God's people. Psalm 69 verse 36. The seed also of a servant shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Praise God. God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. Those who remember his name, love, an unfailing source of strength and protection. That's what God can give us. Psalms 20 verse 7. Some trust. Here's one that people pray. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We're not trusting in man's power tonight. But we're trusting in the name that's above every name. At the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I said it this morning, Acts 4, I think it's verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, other than the name of Jesus Christ. It's good to go to church, but going to church will never save you. Only Jesus Christ can save you. Jesus is the only Savior. God actually reserves blessing for those that think upon his name. I'm going to quote you a scripture this evening from Malachi 3 verse 16. And my father often would quote this scripture. And many years ago in experience, and he mentioned this scripture a lot. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And it goes on to say, and they shall be my jewels in that day. God's blessing for those that fear his name. Do you fear the name of the Lord tonight? You see, the government, and there's a system at the minute, and you know what's going on at the minute? When one thing seems to be getting on top of it, there's something new now to put fear in the people. There's a new variant. There's another wave. I saw one of the brothers that took up a joke. It's the 56th wave and something. But it's the truth, isn't it? How many waves will there be? How many variants will there be? Well, we're trusting in the Lord tonight. We're trusting in the Lord tonight. There's always been things in this world. There's nothing new under the sun. That's the Bible. But God's always kept his own people. And God has always had a people that fear his name. That revere his name. That revere the name of the Lord. Malachi 4 verse 5. For all the people will walk, everyone in the name of his God. And will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. There's people trusting in a lot of things tonight, but they're not trusting in the Lord. But then there's other people that are trusting in the name of the Lord. All we hear today is, what does the scientist say? I couldn't give two hoots what the scientist says. I'm sorry. Because the Bible tells me, heed not the scientist so foolishly called. I'm trusting in the Word of God. Amen. Wonder what the scientist would have said to Noah. Wonder what the scientist would have said to Noah when Noah built an ark to the ceiling of his house and he pitched it within it. The very word he used, people would say he shouldn't have used it. But God knew what he was doing. And Noah obeyed him. Noah never questioned God. I believe this is a problem with a lot of Christians today. They question God. Who are we to question God? We need to listen to God, not question God. Those that love the Lord speak often of one to another. They revere his name. Moses did what God told him and it saved his house. Amen. Do you think there was no other religions in that day? Do you think there's no organizations? There had to be. There was lots of philosophies, lots of things, but Noah was the only one with the truth. Noah was God's man with God's message. And it was simple. Come in the ark. Come in the ark. John 20, verse 21 to 23 says, Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Just like the I Am sent Moses, he sent the disciples. Amen. Same God. I Am lives today. He will tabernacle in our midst. I Am will deliver us from our enemies. He will guide us by his hand. I Am will feed us with the bread from heaven and give us water from the rock. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4. Here's what it says. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. I want to say it today, I Am has never changed. He's never changed. Not I was, I Am. His power is just the same in the very day as it was in the days of old. Look again what he said in Exodus 3, verse 15. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob have sent me unto you. This is my name for a week. My Bible says forever. Not a week. Forever. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. Forever I Am. Elisha lived in a day when doubters said the miraculous had passed away. I Am became I Was. But through faith and prayer, they proved his name to be I Am unto their generation. They proved it. After the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, the disciples proved he who was dead is alive forevermore. They proved it. They proved it when they went up in the hour of prayer and there was a man begging for alms. And they said, Silver and gold have we not. The Pope of Rome can't say that, can he? That's one thing the old Pope can't say. Or his old priests either. Because they own the world's gold tonight. Oh, brothers, if you only could go under the surface for a moment and see what's going on underneath. There's something happening in the world. And the Antichrist spirit's behind it. The devil's behind it. There's a movement going. There's something happening tonight. There's a great reset taking place. People have been brainwashed all over the earth tonight. But God, I would that you'd be bloodwashed, not brainwashed. Bloodwashed with the blood of the Lamb. The great I Am who saves and heals and baptizes with the Holy Spirit is still the same. All down through centuries, those surrounded by unbelief, skepticism, there have always been the Elijahs, the Peters, who have proved I Am, and his name is still the same into every generation. God's always had somebody. John Wesley believed that Jesus Christ was not only able to save the soul, but also heal the sick. In his biography, he tells of the lame made to walk, cancers which melted away, and even a lame horse made whole through answered prayer. John Wesley said that. And I have his journal up in my room, and I've read it, and it's in it. My, when you see some of the audiences John Wesley preached till in England, you know England's under God's judgment, and they have a lunatic leading them. He'd rather talk about Pepper Pig than he would about God. And any man that's in authority that got to come through the hedge backwards with on her do, brother, that tells me everything I need to know. I have no hair tonight, but if I had, I want to tell you, lads, I'd have it someone like Elijah's hair. What's great. That's the way I used to have my hair, brushed over to the side and back. Amen. When you see somebody that you think that come through the hedge backwards, and he wants to tackle with Pepper Pig. And I joked here on Wednesday night, and I don't think people knew what I was talking about, but maybe the penny's dropped now, that they had a big party at number 10 last Christmas, and everybody else was locked down.
or they were able to have a party. That's the people that make the rules.
They had a big party. I can tell you about another party in the Bible, but there's a hand came and wrote on the wall. And William Branham said when the hand came and wrote on the wall, they sure were all shook up, and the knees smote one of another and they drank. Because the hand said, thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting.
And I tell you this evening, this might be prophetic,
but the government this evening is weighed in the balance and they are surely found wanting.
And there, the ship's not going down, it's went down.
It's sunk. It's no more Great Britain. It used to be Great Britain when it feared God and could take on the nations of the world, but it no longer fears God tonight, and it no more can take on the nations of the world.
I don't want to get off the track tonight, but that's the truth. And that's the type of things that's leading.
We need men that's filled with the Holy Ghost to lead. We need to be praying for people in government that God will put real men and women into government. Amen. That's filled with the Holy Ghost. Surely the Lord has not changed anything what He said. I believe the Lord's not changed. I'm going to come to a close in a moment. My time's gone. Malachi 3 verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore your sons of Jacob are not consumed. Let me just tell you this, what I marked here. Elijah, Peter, John, Wesley, Wigglesworth, the Jeffrey brothers, William Branham, Jack Cole, Al, many, many more who heard and obeyed the message, thus shall say, I am. They didn't preach I was. I am. There's men from this country that you'll never hear named, that God mightly used. Man, one man that come and sat in the church for 2 years and nobody even shook his hand. A man by the name of James McKeown. And I've read his life story recently, and the Jeffrey brothers laid hands on him and prayed for him. He was a man of God. And he seen thousands saved. Not only did he see thousands saved, but he started over thousands of churches. You can read it yourself. And you go to whatever bookshop you want, you'll not be even fit to find a book on them. You'll not be fit to find a book. But you'll find plenty of books. And most of the modern books today is not even worth bringing home. You need to get the real old stuff. Because that was men that knew God. Women that knew God. Susanna Wesley, read about her. She was a real woman of God. I'm telling you, God's always a people.
Exodus 3:14 says, and God says, I am. And I'm closing this, because I don't want to hold you. I am. Can we believe God tonight that He's I am, not I was? I am.
I can still heal you, sister, the Lord says. I can still save you, young man, the Lord says. I can still deliver you, young woman, the Lord says. Doesn't matter if it's drug addiction or any addiction, Jesus Christ is the same. He still saves. He still heals. He still delivers. I am that I am. Let us stand our feet this evening and praise God. Let us close our eyes tonight before brother comes. Maybe someone will listen to this message tonight. Don't put your hope in the government because they'll fail you. Put your hope and your trust in Jesus Christ. He'll never fail. Jesus Christ will never fail you. He's not a disappointment. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Trust in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. And so shall you prosper. If anyone wants prayer this evening, even someone watching in, I want you to put a sign up on that app tonight. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to remember you in prayer this evening. Anyone else in the room that wants prayer, lift your hand up before the Lord with every eyes closed, every head bowed. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus Christ is the same. His word's unfailing. It's unfailing. God can give you a financial miracle, a physical miracle, a salvation miracle, any miracle, because He's I am.
evening that you've never changed. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, you see the hands that's raised before you tonight. Lord, I'm asking you sincerely and humbly and reverently, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll meet that brother's need, meet that sister's need. Touch that man, touch that woman, touch that boy, touch that girl, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Confirm your word upon them. I've spoke your name over them. There's power in your name, the name of Jesus Christ. There's no other name like that name. We even heard it this morning as a brother prayed that demons tremble at the mention of your name. We cast out every devil by the name of Jesus Christ. We decree the sick to be made whole by the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless every brother, every sister under this roof. Bless those that's watching in tonight. May the power of the Lord come into the living room. May the power of the Lord come into the bedroom. To those that's laying sick right now, I curse COVID in Jesus' name. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing and strength into the lungs, into the body. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, I speak over your people in Jesus Christ's name. Touch that man, touch that woman, touch that boy, touch that girl. By thy mighty power, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. And Lord, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, if there's a man or woman that's saved, may they come to the saving knowledge of the truth and call upon your lovely name. Father, we thank you that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We bless you, Lord, and we praise you now. And we bless your people in your name. In Jesus' precious name. May the Lord bless thee. May the Lord keep thee. May the Lord make his countenance to be upon thee. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. As our brother Gary comes, don't forget our Thursday night prayer and Bible study at 7:30. Those that are able to come, and the Lord bless each one.
Sing the hymn before we go. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring that my Lord was crucified, knowing that it was for me he died on Calvary.